Hey, everybody out there. Welcome back to the SCI First for Hunters podcast. So excited to have you joining us as we are joined today by Mike Rogers, our Executive Vice President at SCI for all things convention and beyond. But today he's with us, joining us to talk about the big to-do in 2023. And what better time to talk about that than now as we come to a close on 2022. For better or for worse, the year's coming to an end. Merry Christmas to everyone that's out there listening. I know we're a couple days out as we record. Hopefully your weather holds up. I know that there's talk of a bomb cyclone coming. We'll see what that brings. Don't remember weather events like that growing up, but it's part of the norm now. Bomb cyclone just showing up for us. But yeah, I want to get into a little talk with Mike and hear a lot more about what's going on around convention, what's new, what we can't miss out on. This is really your sneak peek, under the hood look at it. But before we get into that, I just want to touch on a couple of things going on here in Washington, D.C. As you can see, I'm in my basement at home, just outside of our nation's capital, but it looms large. Right now, the Congress is just wrapping up on appropriations, looking to sign it, get it to pass it to the president's desk for him to sign so they can get out of town and have a Merry Christmas. It seems like this bomb cyclone has them very motivated to work faster and harder and get out of here sooner. Good news is we've seen what the legislative text looks like, and trophy bans are not included in it. I know a lot of you that are out there really spoke up. Let your legislators know not to support it. And they listened and it fell out. So very exciting news there. Some other really good language wasn't included as well, unfortunately, like Recovering America's Wildlife Act, more broad public lands package, but leaves us some good work to do with our friends in Congress next year. Which brings us, to next year. We got swearing in for the new Congress on the 3rd of January. So we'll be getting to work fast and furious with all those new members and old members alike, just getting in front of them and letting them know what you, the hunter, cares about most. So a lot going on in that regard as we look back on a successful 2022 and really plan and get ready for next year. Really enjoyed having all of the SCI advocacy team come in from around the country. You know, we're spread out all over the place being an international organization, but having everyone in to be able to discuss and work on what we're going to be fighting on next year. The fight, you know, is as real as it's ever been, but our response to it is as strong as it's ever been. So looking forward to what 2023 brings, and I hope you are too. There's one real kickoff to 2023 that I've been excited about and talking about since we all parted ways at the last convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, is the 2023 Safari Club International Convention. The ultimate sportsman's marketplace. It's Women Go Hunting is our theme. Cannot wait for it to take place. Maybe just outshined by one person. I think that might be Mike Rogers, who really can't wait for it to kick off because he's been giving it everything he's got to have it kick off. So I want to just introduce you, Mike, and give a chance for you to introduce yourself to all of our listeners and watchers.
Well, thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's always a pleasure to talk about convention. It's our big marquee event. It is the one show that everybody talks about all year long, and it's the big show because it's the 51st year. But the interesting part about our convention is that for 50 years, it was in the state of Nevada. For the first time ever, we're headed east, we're in Nashville, and we're so excited about being there. More importantly, or maybe equally as important, is the city of Nashville is very excited to have us. We all know about the state of Tennessee and what they represent and what they've been doing. Nashville's a booming city. Everybody knows that. But it's a fun city. And it's 12 million people live within a 2.5-hour drive of Nashville. And there's major thoroughfares, major freeways that converge right there. It's one of six cities where they have three major interstates that come right together in Nashville. The airlines, there's 17 different airlines. They have 239 flights a day that come into and out of Nashville. So we're really excited about being there, and they have rolled out the red carpet for SCI and SCI members to come to this convention and have a great time. We're really looking forward to it. It starts, of course, February 22nd. There is a great event on the night of the 21st for our SCI Foundation. We call it the Beretta Conservation and Leadership Award. There's a few things that do also occur on Tuesday. All of our exhibitors will be setting up. There's a record book scoring seminar that goes. If you ever wanted to learn how to score every animal in the world, that's the place to be. But the big event is the grand opening ceremony on Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And from that point till Saturday night, the 25th, there are a multitude of things happening in Nashville with SCI and hunters. They're coming from all over the world, and they're going to be there.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, I was looking at flights today out of D.C. I mean, there's 10 direct flights a day out of Reagan National Airport to Nashville. I mean, no excuses for people not to get there. And, yeah, you mentioned just all the roads and the confluence. I mean, that makes sense right then and there. I mean, there's got to just be an incredible abundance of hunters in the area. So I was wondering, Mike, how would you summarize the show for those folks that are in the surrounding area? They haven't been to an SCI show before. They may not be a member of SCI yet, but they love to hunt. They love conservation. They love getting out there and enjoying our beautiful outdoors. What do you tell them? Like, how do you sum up what we're going to experience in this 51st show?
That's a really good question. I think the first thing that people sometimes make the mistake of assuming is that a name SCI, formerly Safari Club International, is that this is a show for those that are traveling to Africa. Less than half of our members have ever been or will ever go to Africa. This is a show that is a trade show Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that you're going to find everything you could ever want for hunting. And probably you'll find the best outfitters in every country in the world. You'll find the best artisans. You'll find the best rifles, but you'll also find very affordable things that I think people don't recognize when they think SCI is very expensive. It is not. We have people that come just to attend the day and evening auctions because the values they receive there more than pay for the cost of coming to Nashville, the flight, the hotels, the food, all combined. They really find great value. So it's a four-day trade show with seminars throughout every day auctions throughout every day, and evening events that are second to none. These evening events include stellar auctions, of course, some very short and brief and intentionally brief awards programs where we recognize federal legislators, people that carry our message and really care about us as hunters and this entire industry. We also recognize some of the best hunters and sportsmen and conservationists in the world, some of our chapters. But we really cap every night with fantastic entertainers. We have entertainment always on Wednesday through Saturday. And we've had Merle Haggard had his last concert with us. We've had Toby Keith, and we've had presidents, and we've had senators, and some of the best speakers you can imagine. Last year, Tucker Carlson wowed our audience. This year, we're in Music City Center, and we're featuring some of the best music we can find. I guarantee you there's going to be some celebrities joining us, attending those events, to watch on Wednesday the Frontmen and Gretchen Wilson. They'll come to the Wild Horse Saloon on Thursday night and watch Big and Rich. They'll really enjoy Lee Bryce on Friday night. He's going to put on a heck of a concert. This is a guy with 9 number ones. He's well-known. Lee Bryce is one of those country singers. When you hear him, you go, I didn't know he did that song. He's a real talented artist, and he's going to put on a great show. And then we finish it off on Saturday night with none other than Lynyrd Skynyrd. And Lynyrd Skynyrd is going to rock the house. They've got some fantastic special effects. Even some of the original band members that are no longer, unfortunately, with us are going to appear on the screen doing duets with members of the band. It's going to be a show that they'll talk about for a long time. So if you're not there, you're going to really miss it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've seen Lynyrd Skynyrd once, and I think 16-minute version of Freebird that they played still wasn't enough. It was incredible. I can't wait to see him again. Right.
Now, when you saw them, were you using cell phone lights or were you using lighters? When Freebird goes, the house lights up.
Oh, it lights up. I mean, it sucks all the butane out of the lighter, right? It'll drain the battery on your phone. It's just that much energy and electricity. It's a fun time. It's incredible. I mean, there's no better act to have, you know, really wrap everything up and have everything culminate towards than Lynyrd Skynyrd, the kings of Southern Rock, maybe the inventors of Southern Rock. I don't know. That's up for debate. Put in the comments if you disagree or if you agree.
There's
so much going on.
Excuse me. There's some other things that do happen that I think a lot of our members really like. You mentioned Women Go Hunting. The women have some very unique events happening. Thursday, they have a great luncheon. They have a mix and mingle with some VIPs, some celebrities, some influencers. We recognize women in a lot of different ways, and not just the women hunters, but women in the industry. There are CEOs, there are exhibitors, outfitters from around the world who's some of the women that run those camps and manage those businesses are vital to our industry and really do. They don't get the credit they sometimes deserve. So we're recognizing all women in the industry and not just professional hunters or those that have traveled extensively. But in addition to that, there's silent auction items that a lot of folks are going to find some things they can't find anywhere else in the world. And there they are on display in the silent auction. And then in the foyer, we'll have a bar that is unlike anything you've ever seen, an African-themed bar. It's a place where a lot of people will not just get together to have a drink, but to talk hunting, to share stories. It'll be open even after the show is. There's a lot of fun things happening in and around the show floor and the convention environment. That is the Music City Center. I mean, the Music City Center is 2.1 million square feet. It's got 128,000 square feet of just meeting space. We have the building, the Music City Center, from the top to the bottom, side to side. Parking's no problem. There is a lot of fun happening all day long for 4 days in that one environment. And if that's not enough, just walk 4 blocks. I did it. It took me 4 minutes to do it. And go to Broadway and see the honky tonks. It's a real big draw for anybody that goes to Nashville. And you're going to see a fun zone like no other. It's right near the Wild Horse Saloon, our Thursday night event. So there's some really good, fun stuff to see right there next to the Music City Center.
That's so good. Yeah, fun zone really sums it up. And I want to hear more about some of the exhibitors and sort of what opportunities people have on the floor. Before I get to that, you know, it is fun zone, but I have to, like, make the point that everything that goes on with the convention, all the work that you put into this, Mike, to make it a success and build on off the last 50 years, all of that really underwrites and gives us the fuel to be able to do at SCI what we do on the advocacy front, right? I mean, it all goes towards a really important cause. And I mean, it's really like there's testament to it just with the number of legislators that we come out. You know, it means a lot when we're able to recognize individuals as our legislator of the year. Really excited to have, you know, Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith from Mississippi join us. You know, big hunter, runs through her family, rancher, really done great work as a senator, you know, extending the waterfowl season in Mississippi, just to name one, you know, really big lift that she had. So really excited to have her join us on Friday night. And then also, you know, we're an international organization. So doing an International Legislator of the Year Award, where we'll be recognizing Eduardo Bolsonaro, you know, who's basically a Brazilian equivalent of a congressman down in Sao Paulo. In fact, received more votes for his first election than anyone in the history of elected politics in Brazil. But really strong voice for hunting and Second Amendment or gun rights. Can't call it Second Amendment down there, but really strong voice and really excited to have a lot of our folks there and able to meet them. Because like you said, it's kind of like, who are you bumping into? It's the who's who, see and be seen for anyone that's in the hunting community. But so I'm there. I'm busy running around doing a lot of stuff, but I got to get like an hour on the floor, right? I've got a schedule. I got to block it. I got to find an hour on the floor. What do I expect to see? How many exhibitors? What row am I going to? What am I trying to accomplish in that 1 hour?
You're going to see almost 900 different companies that are in close to 2,000 different booths. And in all of these booths, you're going to see a variety of different products and services. We select the very best outfitters from all over the world. It's not just Africa, as I said. Canada, North America, Asia, Europe, the South Pacific, all of these outfitters come to SCI. And this is something that I think is really key that everybody that attends this convention should know, is that these exhibitors, when they come to the convention, they support us by purchasing a booth, which is a hard cost to them and to SCI, but they go beyond that. And what do I mean by that? They're all conservationists. They all believe strongly in conservation, but they all, when asked, care about advocacy. They care about things like you mentioned, trophy bans. That could devastate their businesses in most cases. They care about those legislators protecting the freedom to hunt. They care about SCI's primary mission, to protect the freedom to hunt, promote wildlife conservation worldwide. And how do they do that? They contribute. They donate. And it's remarkable how these outfitters will donate tremendous items of serious value. We have $100,000 hunts. We have $1,000 hunts. We have fishing trips and elk hunting trips and whitetail hunts and moose hunts and bear hunts and sheep hunts. One outfitter donated a bear hunt every single night, a different kind of bear. There are all kinds of different international hunts, and that's what you're going to see when you go on the show floor. But best of all is that you get to meet the guides. So if I'm seriously considering going on a bear hunt, let's say, or an elk hunt, I can go to that exhibit, I can meet that outfitter, and I can talk to him about what do I need to prepare for this hunt? Who will meet me at the airport? Where do I go? What do I bring? And they can really help you plan your trip and get excited about it. And what rifle should I bring? Can I bring a bow? There's a lot of different things that you're going to be able to connect with face-to-face with the exhibitors, but it doesn't stop there because now you're talking to John Banovich or you're talking to some of the finest artisans that can help you find amazing artwork for your home, for your lodge, for collections. Some of these people are collecting some of these firearms just because they appreciate and value so much. There's some amazing firearm manufacturers. You're going to see one specific in the very center of the show floor, package of five firearms that were created originally by John Bolliger Sr., Mountain Riflery. John's been a huge supporter of Safari Club, and these guns are valued at close to $1 million. How do you value a set of firearms that cannot be replaced? Most of the artisans that worked as engravers, Italian artisans, are no longer with us. These guns are consecutively serial numbered, which is really, really rare. The detail would take an hour to talk about, but you're going to see some of these things, and they're going to be up for auction. You'll also see some of the apparel manufacturers and sales where you could find the best hearing protection you could ever want, where you'll find shooting sticks and camo apparel like Kuyu. If I go and I go on a sheep hunt and I want the best camo I can find, Kuyu's a great place to start that look. And they come, they support SCI because they care about advocacy. So when I talk to these companies and we ask them, will you contribute to our auction? They usually ask the first question. And you and I, Ben, have met with some of them, and they are always amazed, in fact, shocked that we do what we do, that your team in Washington and all around the world does the work that we do to protect the freedom to hunt on every level. And when they hear about that, they often ask us, why don't you talk about this more? And I always answer it this way, because we spend the money that we make on doing it rather than talking about it. We should probably talk about it more, and we will as time goes by. But right now, we have a job to do, and you're getting that job done. So it isn't Mike doing this convention. It's a team effort. I have a team of very high professionals helping make this happen. And you're part of that team. You know, when it comes to advocacy and what you do in D.C., I'm honored to be a colleague of yours, a friend, and to participate in what we're both doing. And that is holding great conventions, raising money for a worthy cause, and supporting the industry that is the outdoor hunting and fishing industry.
Amen to that. Yeah, we couldn't do it without you, Mike, at all. I want to take this podcast when we're done and give it to all the exhibitors and just let them listen and know how much we appreciate everything that they do for us. It's incredible.
We really can't. They do so much for us. And yet we know we invest in booths and venues and food and beverage and insurance and security and auctions and entertainment. We want the best people from around the world to come and support them. And I think there are billions of dollars worth of business that's happening from one individual to a company on our show floor, because it is, as you said, the ultimate marketplace. It's the place you can go and be assured that you're dealing with the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So I got there on Wednesday, the ribbon got cut. I got in seamlessly. It's a beautiful experience. I burned up my hour kicking the tires on a bunch of bear hunts, found an outfitter that I really liked. We set it up, booked it, good to go. I'm done on the floor. What else can I do during the day at the convention? Can I go take in a seminar? Is there other activities?
There's going to be some bear tracks on the floor, literally the Klings bear tracks, and that's going to lead you to the day auction room. The day auction room, there's beer, there's popcorn, and that's hosted. You can go to the day auction room, take a load off because you've been on that show floor for a while, and see some of the incredible values that some of those exhibitors are offering. And you'll see what those are on the screens around the show floor. So you'll know, hey, I've got an auction program and I'm curious about item number 16. You look up there, it's item number 6. You got 10 items to get to that day auction room. You walk down there and you support that day auction area, and that's great. But while you're walking out of the day auction, you're going to find some seminars and you're going to learn from people like Craig Boddington, for example, who's putting on a seminar about how to go to Africa. And a lot of our folks go, I don't know if I want to go to Africa. It sounds kind of dangerous or scary or expensive. And when you find out that it's very easy to do, yeah, the flight from Atlanta, let's say, to Johannesburg might be a little long one, but if you can endure that flight, you're going to have one of the most incredible hunts you've ever experienced, because there are ways now to import your rifles safely, securely, to have people meet you. There's even a service that will meet you at the gate of the plane, where they will walk you through, they will handle your firearms and your ammo, get all your permits sorted out. There's even a company that will put you up for the night in a very safe area. Johannesburg is not an unsafe area. It's no more unsafe than certain places in the United States. But you want to feel safe, especially if you're taking friends and family. So there are services that will help you do that. They're very affordable, very, very reasonable. And more importantly, some of these African safaris in Southern Africa, South Africa, Namibia, even up into Botswana, they're reasonable hunts where people are shocked that they say, wait a minute, I can get a hunt in Africa for, you know, $5,000, $10,000, sometimes far less than that, depending upon what you want to hunt and how long you want to be there. But there's some incredible values. Yes, some hunts in Tanzania can cost significantly more than that. But if you're going for a bigger game in 21 days, of course, it's going to cost a little more. The point is, there are different values out there that you need to, you know, judge for yourself. What is it I'm willing to do? And when you go see Craig Boddington, he'll tell you exactly how to do it. He'll show you with a panel of people at a seminar what's the best way to go there. He's been there over 170 times. You know, I've been there over 50 times. It gives me a little bit of knowledge, but I can't compare to that. So he runs.
That counts.
Here's how we do this. So good stuff. And I think it's important that some of these outfitters really appreciate SCI when we do the wildlife conference, the AWCF that we do in Africa. We meet with our guides and outfitters associations in Africa, with the government agencies there. We work with them closely and we invite them to this convention. And very often, as you remember, Ben, some very prominent officials from countries have come from Tanzania, Botswana, who knows who will be there this year, to come celebrate SCI and to say, we support you. We're behind you. We recognize that SCI is the company, the company, that's getting it done, that we're there protecting their habitat, their management policies, the procedures they go through. Don't make any mistake about it. The people that are huffing and puffing about, hey, nobody should hunt anything in Africa, aren't managing the African wildlife. The African ministers and tourism and governments and non-government agencies, they do it. And we support it because it works. It's proven effective. It's science. That's what we support.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the incredible things with convention is it just brings together the entire global network of folks that are fighting every single day to protect and defend, you know, our most cherished wildlife and landscapes. So funny, at the last show, I was talking to, you know, unnamed top level government official from Africa and just asked him, you know, does your president support hunting? And they looked at me like I was bananas, like crazy, like dumbest question they've ever heard asked, like, you know, goes unchecked. It's like, no, I mean, there's people within, you know, our government that don't. They're like, that's ridiculous. Oh, man. So I love that perspective. I love being able to host them there. So much going on. So incredible. I think people, whoever's listening, has got to be fired up about it. How do you attend? What do you do? How do you get in the door?
Best way to get in the door is to go to the Safari Club International or safariclub.org website. SCI First for Hunters is also a good keyword. If you Google Safari Club International, SCI First for Hunters, anything along those lines, you're going to end up at SCI's website. And on the homepage, it will say register here. It will take you to a registration function where you can register first for how many days you want to be there. Some people come for a day. Some people come for all 4 days. 4 days is the best value. And right now it is the best time. We have a pre-registration value going on. After the first of the year, people will start flocking in. We are way ahead on registration right now, but they will register and then it immediately takes you to events. And you can say, okay, I want to go to Saturday night and watch Lynyrd Skynyrd. Or I want to go to Friday and Saturday night. You can check those off. You can check out. Remember this key fact, though. This is a members event, and you can become a member. It's very, very small value or very small cost to becoming a member, unless you want to be a life member. Life memberships are only $1,500. 3-year memberships is $150. So join as at minimum a 1-year membership and buy your registration. Don't make the mistake of missing out on some of these events because they're going to be so much fun. You will have a great time at the events, all in one-stop shopping. So what else do I need to do once I've registered and checked my events? I need to get a hotel room. And the hotel rooms are on the same page. You can scroll down to the bottom of the page, and it will show you exactly where the hotels are. There are, as I looked it up, 38, almost 39,000 hotel rooms in downtown Nashville. We have about half of them. And we have a lot of hotels contracted. Every one of our hotels within walking distance, easy walking distance to the Music City Center. Some of them right across the street. And some of them are sold out. And it lists that on our website. But that doesn't mean 2 blocks away I can't stay at any number of hotels, including one that just popped up. It's called The One Hotel. And it has an Embassy Suites next to it. And I thought, Embassy Suites, I don't know if our members are going to want Embassy Suites. They might want something a little more high-end. And then I walked in. It's no Embassy Suites. It's called Embassy Suites, but it's brand new, and it is beautiful. It's fantastic. There's a lot of hotel options right there, literally straight across the street. Book your hotel room. Now all you got to do is get to Nashville. You got a hotel room. There's great food. Obviously, everybody that's been to Nashville knows, try some hot chicken. And or come to some of our events where we're serving some of that great food. There's great food in Nashville, great fun. Hotel rooms are available. There are plenty of hotel rooms. The key is you got to register to attend, and they'll take care of your membership very easily. And the membership comes with a lot of benefits. You're not only supporting the organization that's First for Hunters, but you're also going to get our publications. We will not hound you with all kinds of junk mail. You'll get the publications. You'll have access to the convention. And there are hunter hotlines and other services that are beneficial to hunters. They find when they look more closely into it, they find out that I'm glad I joined. And they continue to join.
Yeah.
Most of our members stayed members for life.
If anything, you're joining, you're having skin in the game and actually defending your freedom to hunt for the next generation, the generations to come. So,
and that's for anyone.
Okay, so
if you're a turkey hunter or a duck hunter, sure, or international big game hunter, if you care about hunting, you should join.
Absolutely. Totally, totally on point. Okay. So Christmas is coming up, just a couple days to go. Can I give the gift of convention? Are there any deals you mentioned before the end of the year? So what's the big deal? What do I need to get? Put in the stocking, put it in a nice box with a bow and give it to my dad, give it to my mom, give it to a hunter in my life.
It's all available online, and that's the right thing to do because before December 31st, you get a pre-registration, and the pre-registration is going to save you on a, let's say, a 4-day package. It's going to save you over $100. So that's a good value. You can give the gift of membership as well on our website. So there are a lot of, and there's even a shopping function. We have a lot of apparel, different certificates, things that we support our exhibitors and sponsors with. So there's a lot of things to get on the SCI website that are great for stocking stuffers or really a big gift. I mean, I know a lot of people that are giving the gift of convention for this year. It's something they get to use immediately. They don't have to wait 6 months for it. And it's a great thing to give to somebody that you know really cares about it. And sometimes it's just that little nudge that somebody needs to say, hey, let's go. I know when I first started, it was in the 80s, and my dad took me, and I wasn't sure I wanted to go to some convention, and I had a great time, and I've never missed one since then. It's just something that really gets in your blood. And when you see the excitement that's going on, and the information you get, even if you didn't talk to an exhibitor, you're going to talk to the hunters that feel and believe in the same things you do. And you get all kinds of information. The networking that takes place there from one hunter to the next, male, female, young, old, doesn't matter. If you're a hunter, you care about hunting of any kind, that's the place to be.
I love it. Well, it's just around the corner. It's just a little over 60 days to go until it takes place. I would say to any of our listeners that have been fretting about having not bought their Christmas gifts yet, we just made it easy for you, I think. Right. It's a no-brainer. Buy that gift. Nothing's better than an experience and starting off your year right. Very excited to see everyone in person. You know, we'll be doing the podcast live from the show. Maybe some of you listeners will end up being guests. We honored. But Mike, really, really appreciate you taking the time to join us and talk about, you know, the engine that moves us forward, that really defends everyone's freedom to hunt. And like you said, doesn't matter what you hunt, where you hunt, how you hunt, you know, that's who SCI is protecting, the hunter. So really appreciate it, Mike, and want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I know we'll be talking before that and after that, but a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of our listeners today. Thanks for joining us. Now just hang up, turn it off, and get back out into the field. Do what you love.
Thank you, Ben. Merry Christmas to you and the Cassidy family. We're going to have a great year and a great convention.